That was a special type of hickory down in the low bottom lands. It has scaly bark, the characteristic of it is, oh, it's very similar to the regular other hickory nut, but of course there were wild pecans that were here. Some of them were good and some of them were not too good.
Did you ever buy them, you ever had a praline?
Oh yes.
Now that would have what nuts? It have a pecan? Or
that's a pecan.
Anything else?
Well, of course they are roasted and with sugar on them.
They'd have any other kind of nut in them? You get them long, flat nuts? You might buy them. They grow them here.
Oh, were they Brazil nut?
Oh, yeah.
They're commonly called Negrito.
Negrito, yeah.
So many call them that. Well, of course, they were all just brought in, and they always had them at Christmas time every year, but
yeah.
That was the only time we ever saw those, and they were in stores. Of course, we had a chinky pen, very similar to chestnut, that grew wild here in the, well, on high sandy type hill lands, and they are still here. However, so much land gone to pine, and it being a rather short type tree, they have been killed. I don't know, some type of disease seemed to have hit them too and wiped out a lot of them, but they were all over this very hilly, sandy soil here.
Yes, sir.
That, of course, they were in clusters and had those thorns on the cluster that held those nuts, and you had to be very, very careful or those things break off, you know, in your hand and gathering them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a good nut.
Y'all get those kind of fruits, they grow in Florida? You have them imported, you might get them at the store.
Oh, sure, yes, and from South Texas, long, you know, a lot of it is brought in Texas around Harlingen, McAllen, you know, down a lot of that. The grapefruit and oranges are brought in here, of course. The Florida oranges are
about this
the most common that are here, brought in here, I suppose.
Now in your garden you raise your own. Would you rather raise your own, do you like store-bought garden things, or do you like to raise
them? It's a lot of pleasure in raising them, and I suppose that you feel like, or you think, well, it's a lot better, you know, and it is real fresh, and of course you'll only gather the very best and the choicest, maybe. Of course, we've been doing that for the past 2 years, but originally, you know, that's the most important thing on the farm was those gardens and a part they played, because they certainly kept the all their seeds, you know, and